Some of you know the story. My father died in September of 1989.
Killed in a horrific automobile accident at the Belvedere Toll Plaza in Interstate 95 down in Richmond. See, the young man driving the truck that killed my father, he was a very poor young man from North Carolina. For a living, he would haul used cars from New York to North Carolina on a regular basis. And that particular day that he met my parents, he was driving from New York and was having great difficulty with his braking power in the truck. A number of cars he was towing, and he pulled off at a gas station in Fredericksburg to check the brakes out himself. And while he realized that they weren't just perfect, he was way behind schedule, and he said, "I cannot stop and get them fixed." So he pressed on, taking the risk. And about an hour later, when he needed those brakes, when my parents were stopped waiting to pay their toll, they failed him. In an unbelievable accident, he killed my father instantly and permanently changed my mother. Many months later, I found myself here in a courtroom right on Main Street in Fairfax, along with my attorney. And we were summoned by the court to come and stand before the judge to make a determination. You see, the Commonwealth of Virginia had automatically filed a wrongful death negligent lawsuit against this young man. And the judge was prepared to ask me a question. And here's what he said. He said, "Mr. Joyce, are you planning to pursue a civil lawsuit against the young man that was found to be grossly negligent in the death of your father?" The lawyer had prepared me for the question, but when I heard the words come out of the judge's mouth, the world stopped. All these fresh thoughts of anger and bitterness came back in my mind. And all these things rushed through my mind. But what God brought to my mind was Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Here's what it says. This is what stuck and helped me respond. It said, "God demonstrates his love towards us. And while we were yet sinners, while we didn't check our brakes, while we didn't care, Christ died for us." And so for me, it wasn't one of these "what would Jesus do" moments. It was, "what did Jesus do for me?" It was that kind of a moment. So I looked right back at the judge and I said, "We have no desire to pursue anything against this young man." The judge was perplexed. He couldn't believe it. But he summarily dismissed the case and declared that this man was no longer civilly liable for the death of my father. You see, that young man, in an instant, went from sentence to celebration. He could have easily been sent away for a long time, cost him a lot of money. But he was declared justified by that judge. He went from sentence to celebration. You know, that's the same thing in our life as well. When you take by faith what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me, while I was a sinner, Christ died for us. And I went from expecting a sentence because of my condemnation to an opportunity to celebrate, which we do here today, what Jesus did for us on the cross. For what Christ has done for you on the cross. Here's what it says in Romans chapter 1. Look in verse 1. It says, "The first thing we have by way of justification, we have peace with God." You see, Romans 8:7, Paul reminds us that those who are focused, those whose mind is on the flesh, you're hostile with God. There's nothing but enmity between you and God. You are enemies with God, whether you like it or not. If you are apart from Him, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, the Scripture clearly says you are an enemy with God. But by justification, by faith, when you put your faith and trust in Christ, the Scripture says you now have peace with God. Verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, when you're justified, you can put your weapons of war down. You're now friends with God, no longer enemies. Not only are you at peace with God, but verse 10 says you're reconciled to Him. See, right now there's peace in the Middle East. There's peace between Hezbollah and Israel, but there's no reconciliation. Well, but the scripture says when you're justified, you not only have peace with God, you're reconciled, you're brought together with Him. He's your friend. That's something to celebrate. This is the God of the universe says, I want to be your friend. Secondly, look what it says in verse 2. We now have access to God. Access to God. Verse 2 says, the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in the hope of the glory of God. Remember what it said in Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. Jesus was on the cross, and it says, when Jesus gave up his spirit, his arms are stretched out, he breathes his last. Remember what happened at the temple? The veil that separated man from the Holy of Holies, from where God dwelt in the temple, it said that veil was torn in two from top to bottom, symbolizing that God said, no longer will man be separated by me. No longer do they need an intermediary to come between them and me. When Christ breathed his last, everything was paid in full. You are now justified. You have direct access to God. You can come before his throne. Nobody has to make the way for you. God has already claimed you as his. Christ has validated you. That's justification. In God's eyes, you're made just like him, holy. And so you have direct access into his presence.